It is early morning in the south of Turkana. Across the county, community herders gather for security meetings. Armed conflict is nothing new here, but since Kenya found oil just 60 kilometers from here, the conflict has worsened, Turkana herders say.
Currently, the conflict with the Pokot is at its worst. In the past, it was only cattle raids, but now they attack also the villages and displaced people.
With the two tribes locked in a cycle of retaliatory violence, negotiation will be needed to resolve differences. But some observers, like Father Nicholas Kimenjo, say that won't be easy with so much at stake.
The political leaders told the Pokots that if you fought for us, we shall drive these Turkanas up to Lokichar. Because their aim now is, since the oil is there, if we also attain this to be our property, we shall have a monopoly of the property and we can prosper.
Whole villages have been burnt to the ground and unarmed civilians killed. Last year, Lekwa was a busy village with a thriving primary school. Now, neatly thatched homes have been destroyed, sending a clear warning to the residents not to return, says teacher Paul Idoket Ekitela.
They are barren. They are person. Because that person was killed on the way coming to this place. He was not fighting, but he was digging his shamba.
The annihilation of villages is new to the more traditional tribal conflict between the Pokot and the Turkana, which previously revolved around livestock. Now it is developing into a scorched earth campaign, a form of land wrestling that works by creating so much insecurity that people move away. Caught in the middle of the Pokot-Turkana conflict is the Anglo-Irish exploration company Tullow Oil, which claims to have found an estimated 600 million barrels of oil beneath Turkana, with potential for a billion in total. To operate in such a sensitive and historically marginalised environment requires oil companies to tread carefully, says Tullow's Andy Dimitriou.
People live off the land still. They still live in the way they lived hundreds of years ago, in most cases. Here you have big industry and technology coming in with pastoralist communities. And there's always going to be challenges. We're not going to agree on everything.
Despite its buried wealth, Turkana is the poorest region in Kenya. Oil presents a tremendous opportunity for development. But critics, like Turkana activist Lopeok Ricardo Simeon, fear that the local communities here are being cut out of the equation by the government in Nairobi.
And the government claims that whatever is between on the earth and below the surface is theirs. It is true. But we need to be consulted also, because whatever is embedded on the earth, we have to be consulted, because we are the owners of the land. We also want to have a take in this process.
As the value of this land grows, so will the incentive and desire to control it. If this conflict is not resolved, Turkana's black gold could be a curse rather than a blessing. Jessica Hatcher for VOA News, Turkana, Kenya.